USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump holding a campaign stop in Pennsylvania. The president saying his administration has accomplished a lot despite all the obstacles it's faced.
Brought back our manufacturing jobs, rebuilt our military, killed our terrorist enemies, achieved American energy independence, and guess what? We're just getting started.
The Democratic National Convention ends tonight as Joe Biden accepts his party's nomination for president. He'll be speaking from his home state of Delaware. DNC Program Executive Director Stephanie Cutter says this year's convention has not been your typical convention.
We have not tried to make this a traditional convention. This is the unconventional convention, and this is necessary because of the time that we're living in, the coronavirus crisis.
Cutter speaking there on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Steve Bannon has pleaded not guilty after federal prosecutors charged him and three others with defrauding donors in a border wall fundraising campaign. Fox News judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano explains the charges against Bannon.
The government alleges and the indictment charges him with receipt of over $1 million. So there's two charges here. One is wire fraud, obtaining money through email using false pretenses by promising not to pay yourself and paying yourself anyway. And the other is a conspiracy to do that.
A California appeals court granted an emergency stay to Uber and Lyft, pausing a ruling that required the ride-hailing companies to reclassify their drivers as employees by Friday. The reprieve means both companies can continue operating in the state while their appeal is considered. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Tropical Depression 13 could develop into Hurricane Laura this weekend as it nears South Florida. National Weather Service meteorologist Robert Garcia says we are in the five-day cone of uncertainty.
We have the unsettled weather ahead here heading into the weekend. Through the weekend, we're going to continue to gain a better perspective as to what Tropical Depression 13 could mean for our region.
There's a 20 to 30% chance South Florida could feel tropical storm force winds Sunday. QAnon is a movement that started mainly on message boards with the theme of big government plots to curb individual liberties and advance so-called deep state and globalist agendas. Reporters have been asking President Trump about QAnon, if he supports the group, and his knowledge of the group. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox News President Trump has other things he's focused on.
He has not at all looked into who QAnon is. Again, we're in the middle of a global pandemic that he's navigating a historic response for, an economic recovery. He's focused squarely on the American people, not some group on the internet or out there that the media tends to focus on far more than we believe is merited.
When asked earlier this year how much they had heard or read about QAnon, just 3% of respondents to a Pew Research survey answered a lot, while 76% said nothing at all. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.